stay cool. Don't be a fool. Stay cool.
That's the message we're trying to bring to our Arizona homeowners ahead of this coming summer cooling season. Stay cool. Don't be a fool. There's lots of opportunities to waste a whole bunch of money on things that won't help you one bit. Romy, let's go to John in New River real quick, who's been very patiently holding. John, welcome to Rosie on the House. What are you up to, my friend?
Well, I'm just watching the rain leave and the wind die down.
Ah, great. Glad to hear you're getting a little moisture up there. I understand it's raining in Whitman, snowing in Chino Valley.
It seems to be about moving 50 miles an hour because the snow had started at the beginning of the program when Hugh called from Ash Fork, and then a gal called for Prescott an hour later. Now it's down to New York, about 50 miles an hour the storm's going.
Yeah, it's moving fast.
Very good.
Well, my question is regards to pursuing a contractor that did some work for me.
Okay.
I moved into a new home in a planned community that has an HOA. I moved in around the end of 2011 and started getting notices from the HOA that I needed to get my yard put in. And being new to the area, I took an ad out of the newspaper for a contractor to do my whole backyard, which needed everything. Most of it's done pretty well, except for an area where I had some turf put in, artificial turf, and a small putting green. And it was done very poorly. It was like trying to putt on a washboard. And he did come back and repair that. But since then, the putting surface has sunk, and it's pulling all the grass away from the edges and a couple other defects. And I'm afraid he's an unlicensed contractor.
Oops.
Well, hey, if you could learn how to putt like that, man, you'd be great on a regular course.
That's right.
I should do great on putt-putt, yeah.
That's right.
But and another thing he installed was an open roof ramada, and the timbers are twisting something terrible. They're actually starting to pull the connectors away from the brackets.
Yeah.
He did come back and look at that and said there was nothing he could do about it. But I was just wondering what my recourse could be, because when I call him now, I never get any return on the calls, of course.
Okay.
And I know it's my fault.
You're right. I don't know what else to say. You've left yourself unduly exposed by using an unlicensed contractor that gives you very, very, very little opportunity for recourse.
I guess the only thing you could do is just turn them in to the ROC.
You can do that. You could certainly turn them into the Register of Contractors. And I will tell you, call CSI out on the deal. I would tell you that what I encourage people to do is, look, missing phone calls and talking with a superintendent and all that is great. Put your grievances in writing. Send it certified letter with what your course of action is going to be if you can't get satisfaction. Very often, just putting that thought process down in writing, delivering it in a way you know they will actually get a copy of it and read it, will go a long ways for getting them out of the delusion that if they just keep ignoring you, you'll go away. Let John's lesson on the dilemma he's in be a lesson to all of you that are listening. John, listen, because you're a listener, because you're new to Arizona, because I'd like to help you, you can call this same phone number during the week. Let's talk. You need somebody up there to try and get you straightened out. We'd be happy to do it. Those twisting beams and timbers are not what you have to live with. They should have been blocked in a way that would have prevented it from happening in the first place. I'm sorry your situation is what it is, and it was the purpose for your call. We'll try and help you any way we can. I'll talk to you later in the week.
Let's bring Sylvia into the conversation and see what we can help her with this morning.
Hi. I'm calling in about our AC ductwork. Our house was built in 98, and a couple of years ago, we had two brand new units installed. which there were two problem rooms. Our master bedroom that is faces northwest, and our front room that faces southeast. The front room, the heating and air conditioning problem was alleviated. There was a lot of junk that was coming through the ductwork and sticking to the walls. That was taken care of. But as far as our master bedroom, all that junk still seeps through our ductwork. The people that installed our unit had stated that they can't crawl up into the space to fix it because there's no room to crawl up there.
Okay. Not an unusual situation that you're dealing with. Miss Sylvia, I'm going to beg your patience and ask you to please hold on. The one commercial break we can't postpone or delay is the bottom of the hour. We get caught up.
The Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.